Feeling I'm no better than anyone else and no worse than anyone else is an ideal place today. I used to strive, I used to work so hard to prove I was better than everyone else, because inside I felt like I was worse than everyone else. And the opposite is often true. You'll see people who work really hard to prove they're worse than anyone else. Anytime there's a story, they'll try and tell one that's worse, or they'll try and show how their life is more messed up. Because often inside, they feel like they really are superior to everyone else. Today, I enjoy being an average, equal member of the human race today. It's nice to look around and see everyone is my equal. My daughter, who's 7 months old, is my equal. My friends that are 70 years old are my equals. Barack Obama, who is the president of the United States, is my equal. He's no better than me and no worse than me. And that is a great place of peace when I look around and see what everyone else is doing. When I look from a place that is an equal, doing what they have a right to do just as much as I have a right to do anything, then I don't have to argue with what everyone's doing. Because when you have someone who is your equal, you respect that they have their own life, they can make their own decisions the same as you can. Now, if you think you're better than them, you'll fight really hard to try and prove it. If you think you're worse than them, you'll often try and support whatever position is a person takes. I like the idea that all human beings are sons and daughters of the Creator. That whole point that one person can be a son of God, that is central to several religions, that one person can be a son of God, that to me means we are all a son and daughter of God. Proof that one person is proof that every person is, because fundamentally we're all created equal. That's in the United States Constitution, which that is a big thing for me since I live here. The principle that we're all created equal makes life very simple. It makes things simple in business. You're working with all equals. There's not people under you who are lesser than you and aren't as capable as you. And there's not people over you who are smarter than you and better than you. There's a group of equals all doing their best to achieve what hopefully should be the same result. It makes it easier in a relationship. No one needs to be the good guy or the bad guy in a relationship. It's two equals doing their best to make a healthy partnership together. I know that much of my life I had an egomania. I was an egomaniac with an inferiority complex. That meant I tried to prove how great I was to the world all the time, because inside I felt like I didn't belong. I felt like I was less than everyone else, that the average person really had more than I did with a normal life, so I had to try and prove I was exceptional all the time to myself. Now today it's a great relief. I see someone in a wheelchair. That is my equal. Because I can walk, I'm no better or worse than them. I have different limitations than him. The president of whatever country or state or whatever, I'm an equal with them. I have different limitations than they do. There's lots of things you can't do as a president that you can do as a normal citizen. Things like just go out and go to the store without having 50 people follow you. Or things like do something stupid like fall down in the middle of the store. No one cares or notices. You're no one special. When you see that everyone is an equal, you realize we all have our strengths and weaknesses, that every human being has exceptional potential, and that every human being is also fragile and weak. No human being can stand apart completely on their own. An equal requires other equals to provide help and love and support. No one does anything bad on their own either. No one sits there and perpetrates some crime without it having been part of all the other equals around them. If you look at life as a partnership of equals on this entire planet, then things like wealth discrepancies and all of these problems suddenly go away. We're all equals, so it doesn't matter if one person has a lot more money than another person. It doesn't matter if one person looks different than another person. It doesn't matter if one person's younger or older. We're all equals. And that's the point of view I work from today. Every human is here is my brother and my sister. And I do my best then to treat them like that because it makes me feel good. It makes me feel like I belong. And if all of us feel like we belong and treat each other like equals, almost all the problems that are looked at as so big and so bad automatically disappear. We don't have to solve things overtly like poverty. We don't have to overtly solve problems like whatever you classify as problems in the school system and learning system. If we are a group of equals partnering together in this life, all our problems disappear. Almost all problems are created out of the belief that some human beings are superior to others. That some person, because of their wealth or status or looks or age, is somehow better than another human being. Or a person, because of their past deeds or their status or their age or their looks, is somehow worse than another human being. It's a place of peace today that starts within. When I create a world outside of equals, that reflects my inside world. When I go around trying to tear other people down, I really tear me down. Because if I'm tearing down other equals, if I'm tearing down someone who's just as good as me, aren't I really saying the same things about me? If I say, look how stupid people are, aren't I really saying, look how stupid I am? If I say, look how smart other people are, aren't I then saying, look how smart I am? Because it takes a smart person to see how smart other people are. It takes a stupid person to see how stupid other people are. Everything I create within is projected without. I try today to create a life where I fit in and I'm no one special. I'm no greater than anyone. I'm no less than anyone. And that fixes almost every problem in my life automatically. I don't have to overtly try and fix most of the problems that are often created from, well, I'm this guy's boss or I'm this person's subjugate. I'm just me. And that's okay. I'm just as important or unimportant as anyone else is. Today I pray to remember I'm no better and no worse than you and every other human being that exists or ever existed on this planet. I pray today when I am struggling with this to ask for help having humility, to humbly approach my creator and my fellow human beings with love and understanding acceptance, because then I know I get that back in return. And ultimately, the most important thing for me is, what kind of world am I creating today? I pray that you have the same chance to create a world you want to live in, a world that's peaceful and happy for you to live in, where you don't have to hope salvation will come in the future or the afterlife. You can experience it right here, right now, today, with the same people that are in your life and the same circumstances you already are in. Thank you for watching this. I hope you have a great day today.